This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, teed up at the Florida Golf Trail. Bloomingdale Golfers Club is one of seven golf courses on the Florida Golf Trail, and last week it hosted the most recent and 10th event on my Todd Wright tour. We had a record-sized field with 28 foursomes. John Lamberg captained the team that won the Todd Wright Tour X Games, X Roman numeral for 10. I want to thank Troy Person, the general manager at Bloomingdale Golfers Club in Valrico, for being fantastic to work with, being ahead of me half a step or one full step on things that needed to be done or other ideas. Little things like taking the logo for the tournament and putting it actually on the team scorecards as one example. Very well done. Obviously, my thanks to Bloomingdale Golfers Club for hosting the 10th event on my tour. Landsberg Golf Club hosted the 9th event on the tour. Florida Golf Trail is a 7 golf course umbrella throughout the Tampa Bay area. The other courses being Bardmore, Northdale, the Preserve at Terra, the Bayou Club, and River Hills. And of course, you could have won free golf at all of them if you had played in one or both of my last events. And for information on upcoming events, just continue listening to this podcast or go to joebucksfan.com/golf, or you can email me directly at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Again, my thanks to the Florida Golf Trail, Bloomingdale Golfers Club, and Steve Martin, the GM of Landsberg Golf Club, for their support of this podcast and of my golf tournaments. Couldn't do it without you guys. Welcome to the Fantasy Football Podcast. Kind of a slow week for the Fantasy Football Podcast after Mike Gillisley news saved us last week. So this week, I want to start looking ahead to your season-long Fantasy Football League drafts. Via a wonderful website called fantasyfootballcalculator.com. This basically averages draft positions, and you can trick it up however you want for this year, for last year, actually for the last 10 years, for 8-team leagues, up to 14-team leagues. You can get it displayed a different way. You can go pick by pick by position. I just want to take a look at the average data. Averages data for fantasy football mock drafts between July 6th and July 13th. So this is recent fantasy football mock drafts in a snake format over 15 rounds. And for the heck of it, not that it matters, I'm using a 12-team league. So if I say a pick went in the first round, it's picks 1 through 12. And it's all positions. So let me just go round by round and give you what Fantasy Football Calculator looks at as the first round right now. In a 12-team standard scoring non-PPR league, the top 12 ADP in order from 1 to 12, David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell, Ezekiel Elliott. Then three receivers, Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, Odell Beckham Jr. Then back to two running backs, Shady McCoy, Melvin Gordon. Then the fourth wide receiver is Mike Evans. Back to running back with Devontae Freeman at 10. Back to wide receiver with A.J. Green at 11. Then another running back completes the first 12-team round in Jay Ajayi. I'm not going to nitpick this first round. It looks about right. It feels about right. My personal opinion would downgrade some players in this round. There are some reasons I do not select players, and I wouldn't touch them at all, but I understand them being in this first round. So let me just move on to the second round, and then we can start a little conversation about which players might trend towards the first round and at whose expense. So, second round ADP, teams, 12-team draft, standard scoring. Second round would be DeMarco Murray, Jordy Nelson, Jordan Howard, Michael Thomas, Marshawn Lynch, Todd Gurley, Leonard Fournette, T.Y. Hilton, Dez Bryant, Gronk, Amari Cooper, Aaron Rodgers. All right, so let's have some fun now with the second round. I'm not one of those who's going to be selecting a quarterback in the second round. The fact that Aaron Rodgers is being selected here just shows there are a number of people still, even in 2017, playing fantasy football who just want to draft a big-time quarterback that put up a ton of points either for them or against them last year and get it over with. Most will tell you that's not the way to go, including me. But the fact that Aaron Rodgers shows up on fantasyfootballcalculator.com with an ADP of 24 in a standard scoring league still shows the likelihood that you're going to have somebody in your league that's going to go ahead, draft a quarterback high, second round, third round, and just get it over with because they're like, nope, that's my guy. I want him. He throws it a lot. He's very good, and he doesn't get hurt. Of note, Tom Brady's ADP on this same chart is number 30. So it's Rodgers at the end of the second round, Brady in the middle of the third round, Drew Brees bubbles up middle of the fourth round. You're going to have someone who does it. You don't need to do it. Your value is better selecting running backs or wide receiver in those positions. But someone in your league is probably going to do it. If you want Aaron Rodgers, you might have to be the one to do it. If you want Tom Brady, you might have to be the one to do it. Drew Brees, I could see him in most leagues lasting past the fourth round. I'm a little surprised at his ADP at 42. But clearly the reputation of Drew Brees and the fact that he and Sean Payton are still very consistent and stable regardless of the wins or losses in New Orleans. I buy him as maybe the third quarterback off the board, but I don't buy him as a fourth-round pick or higher. Not even sure he's a fifth-round pick or higher. But there are some comments on quarterback. So let's move back to Aaron Rodgers at 24, and let's go up from there. Amari Cooper at 23. It is a passing offense, but now it does have the new Marshawn Lynch in the backfield. A backfield that just a couple years ago made a workhorse out of Latavius Murray. I would caution using a second-round pick on Amari Cooper because the more successful Marshawn Lynch is, the fewer balls that will be available for Amari Cooper. I think that's a more legit concern than downgrading an ADP of 9 for Mike Evans, as we talked about last week, because of the presence of O.J. Howard and the presence of DeSean Jackson. They may not significantly impact Mike Evans' targets at all. If you take a look at schematically the balls that they would be thrown. Amari Cooper, I just have a little concern there. And Cooper didn't maintain his high level of play in the second half or towards the end of the season, and obviously all bets are off once Carr was injured. The ADP on Gronk is 22. That is a buyer beware pick. Gronk is as much of a homer pick as you're going to find with players in season-long leagues who love a particular team grabbing a particular player. The fact that Gronk is a Patriot, more people are grabbing Gronk because they like Gronk. They may hate the Patriots, but they still love Gronkowski. I owned him last year, drafted him in the second round in a 14-team league, and no chance I'm going to do it again, just because of his injury history. I like him too. I think he is one of the most exciting players when the ball is thrown his way in the NFL, in terms of yardage after the catch and just overall ability to score after the catch. And amazing, we're talking about a tight end here. I'm not talking about in the red zone. I'm talking about anytime. But he is older. He is coming off a season where he roughly played about half the games. And I just can't count on him enough to put him at 22. Dez Bryant at 21 is really interesting. I'm not going to argue with the ADP here. I'm just concerned, and yes, I am a Cowboys fan, that so many things went right for Dallas last year that it just feels like this is a year where things can't go that well. So I'd be concerned about Dallas being able to put up some of the same numbers they put up a year ago. I can't really pinpoint any area where I'd say this is why. It just seems to be a law of averages type thing. In fantasy football, you have something called touchdown regression, where you look at a player and you see where he's had a lot of touchdowns, and it's great if you own him, but clearly they can't keep this up. You could either look at it from season to season, or you could look at it from a set of 3 weeks at a time, or a couple months at a time. I think the Cowboys are going to have regression in just the offensive numbers that they put up. And that could affect everybody. It could affect Dak Prescott. It could affect Ezekiel Elliott. It could affect T.Y. Hilton on a smaller scale. It could affect Cole Beasley. I get the ADP of 21 on Dez Bryant, but I'm just worried about Cowboys overall just picking up right where they left off. At 20 with T.Y. Hilton, he had a really good year last year. In another year overall for the Colts. I just have my doubts about a lot of things with the Colts. It's just there are too many seasons here with Andrew Luck as the quarterback where at the end of it, if you're a Colts fan, if you were someone who bet on the Colts, if you were someone who invested heavily fantasy in Colts, and you get to December and you sort of are looking at the body of work, and you're thinking, why didn't I do better here? Why didn't this work out for me? Just keep that in mind on T.Y. Hilton. It may all come back to Rod Chudzinski as the offensive coordinator. Or the theory out there that some have had the last couple of years, that Andrew Luck just isn't that good. And I'm starting to buy into it myself. Oh, now we're to the three running backs going in reverse at 19, 18, and 17. Fournette, Gurley, and Lynch. You won't get me taking any of them. Fournette, rookie, on bad team with bad offensive line, who clearly will be the focus of opposing defenses when they plan their priorities in what are we going to stop on the Jaguars? What do we want to take away? Well, we want to take away Leonard Fournette. Todd Gurley ran into this exact thing last year. Fournette's 2017 almost lays out the way Todd Gurley's 2016 went. I don't see anything with the Rams that tells me Gurley can avoid this again? Nothing. Based on coaching changes, what they've drafted, anything involving Gurley personally, to me, I don't see any reason to change my thought on Gurley that 2017 can't look a lot like 2016. With Marshawn Lynch, it's just, it is a wild card. I mean, a big one. Took a year off. Okay, fresh legs, fine. But what shape is he in? How much does he really want to play? Is he still in the mode of not wanting to play, but all right, let's give this one more shot? You could invest a high pick in Marshawn Lynch, and by middle, end of September, you got nothing to show for it. Injury, attitude, just not a fit, does something stupid, all sorts of factors there. 17 is pretty high for ADP on a wild card such as that, albeit one who's in a very productive offense where opposing defensive coordinators can't gang up to stop Marshawn Lynch, much like Adrian Peterson and him joining the New Orleans Saints. You do have a running back with the potential to produce who goes to a situation where there's clearly a prolific passing attack, and that's good for those running backs. Speaking of New Orleans, Michael Thomas is there at 16. I'm a huge Michael Thomas fan. I made a big trade mid-season last year to get Michael Thomas because of all the factors, and it played out pretty good for me as the season went on. Thomas got nicked. There were some games where he didn't put up those numbers, but he is trending towards, and the fact that the Saints felt comfortable moving Brandon Cooks tells you how Sean Payton and Drew Brees feel about Michael Thomas. And I think he is going to be as much or more of a red zone threat than someone like a Julio Jones. Or as much of a red zone threat as, say, an Odell Beckham Jr. or even a Mike Evans. So at 16, this could move higher. He's probably not a first-round pick yet in a 12-team league, but he's not a rookie. He's in the right offense. The guy who potentially could get more targets than him was moved off the team. Could Thomas give up targets to someone else? Yeah, Drew Brees likes to spread around, but I just firmly believe Drew Brees likes throwing to this guy. Jordan Howard at 15. No. And I owned Jordan Howard last year. I picked him up on waivers in a 14-team league when I was desperate to find a running back who would eventually pay off for me before Howard was even receiving carries in Chicago. Why? It just looked like there was so much wrong with the Bears last year. It was worth a shot just because when you see a team that is failing as bad as the Bears were, and you're desperate for a waiver pickup, you just kind of claim guys who are down on the depth chart thinking they're going to get a chance. And Jordan Howard happened to hit. I don't think that Jordan Howard is worth a second-round pick in your fantasy football league draft. I do not. As a matter of fact, I think Jordan Howard could be headed for some tough reality of, now, are you really this good? Can you play at this level from the start of camp and into in the beginning of the season and beyond and be this type of productive running back? now that the word is out. So I would personally not have Jordan Howard ranked that high. Jordy Nelson at 14. Yeah, this is Aaron Rodgers. This is part Aaron Rodgers, part Green Bay Packers, part Jordy Nelson. You still deal with an injury history here as it relates to Nelson, but boy, when he's healthy, and he's healthier more often than Gronk, he's a favorite target of Aaron Rodgers, and you know Nelson is going to give you everything he has out there, both between the 20s and inside the 20. DeMarco Murray at 13 would be the first player in ADP in a 12-team second round, and yeah, I see why. I mean, again, there hasn't been a lot of change in Tennessee to make you feel differently about the running back situation, how much Murray is going to get the ball. They have better pass catchers now. They drafted three of them. That may actually, could it lower the amount of carries DeMarco Murray gets? Sure. Is it going to impact him that significantly? Where suddenly you're like, well, what about DeMarco Murray? No, because Mike Mularkey wants to run the football. And DeMarco Murray is the main guy. He wants to run the football until further notice in Tennessee. I honestly would think Murray is worth a first-round pick. I know we're just talking right on the edge here. So if I were going to Jay Ajayi is there at 12. I think you could flip them easily. Devontae Freeman at 10. I would caution you on Falcons this year just because there has to be a hangover from blowing the 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl. There just has to be. There's going to be. Melvin Gordon had a really good year last year, but is Melvin Gordon really the fifth best fantasy running back out there after just being able to get in the end zone as much as he did last year before getting injured? So I think you could move Murray up and probably slide Gordon down. I mean, I'd have no issue just exchanging Murray and Gordon on the ADP board and putting Murray at 8 and moving Melvin Gordon down to 13. That would be the easiest switch for me when I look at it based on Murray's situation and the fact that in 2014 he won the rushing title rather than just looking at Gordon and saying, all right, Gordon's worth that 8th spot in ADP. All right, we'll do the third round according to fantasyfootballcalculator.com, and that'll end this podcast. 25 through 36, standard scoring, 12-team league ADP. 25, Lamar Miller. 26, Isaiah Crowell. 27, Doug Baldwin. 28, Brandon Cooks. 29, DeAndre Hopkins. 30, Tom Brady. 31, Joe Mixon. Wow. 32, Terrell Pryor. 33, Carlos Hyde. 34, Alshon Jeffrey. 35, Christian McCaffrey. 36, Spencer Ware. If that's the third round of a 12-team draft, I think you're going to have some really disappointed people by midseason. I'm not spending a third-round pick on a Cleveland Brown. No way. The Brandon Cooks thing in New England, something about it makes me want to wait. Makes me want to wait and not draft him in a season-long league. But then see if later I want to try to make a trade for him, or I want to just use him in daily fantasy. DeAndre Hopkins at 29, now working with Tom Savage and the inevitable transition to the rookie quarterback from Clemson. After Hopkins had a disappointing 2016, Joe Mixon, just within the last week, the latest running back that someone in Cincinnati is banging the drum for. Last week, it was the short yardage back, who was one of the top short yardage backs the previous 2 years. I can't think of his name right now, and we're live on the podcast, and I apologize for that, but all of you know who I'm talking about. And let's talk about Joe Mixon. As relates to Joe Mixon, Marvin Lewis said they vetted him very heavily. They couldn't find any red flags. Okay, fine. But I'm not going to do a third-round pick on Joe Mixon. No. Not going to do that, even though Cincinnati was, you hate to say this for all the wrong reasons, the natural spot where Joe Mixon was ultimately going to end up. Terrell Pryor at 32. I'm into that. Although at the same time, there are other pass catchers in Washington like Jamison Crowder, who shouldn't be adversely affected by Terrell Pryor. Kirk Cousins can spread it around. Jordan Reed would be higher if he could play more games. He ADPs on this current chart at 49. Jeremy Hill is the name I couldn't remember, and I'm sorry about that, but I am getting old. And then Carlos Hyde at 33. There is so much not to like about the San Francisco 49ers, and I'm just not sure about Carlos Hyde in that situation this year. Alshon Jeffrey on a one-year deal in Philadelphia with Carson Wentz. That looks like a really nice third-round pick to me. I could see that. Christian McCaffrey, no. Again, the rookie theory. I still think Jonathan Stewart is going to play out to be the better running back option in Carolina. In a PPR league, yeah. We can have a Christian McCaffrey conversation. In a standard scoring league, I don't want to have this conversation as a season-long third-round pick. And Spencer Ware, I want to monitor and find out some more about what's really going on in Kansas City as it relates to Ware, as it relates to their depth chart, as it relates to overall that offense before I invest what I consider a pretty high pick. I mean, your season-long league, a third pick, It's either an RB3, right? It's going to be a running back or a wide receiver, unless you're going to pull the trigger on taking Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers in the third round. So if you're going to draft a running back in the third round, it's basically someone you're saying, I'm going to play him every week. I'm counting on him every week. Wide receiver, I'm counting on him every week. And I just don't know that you can count on Spencer Ware every week. I want to know more news out of Kansas City before I make that investment. All right, again, the website to promote these guys, they do a great job, is fantasyfootballcalculator.com. I was just giving you some numbers based on a standard scoring 12-team league with average draft position as it relates to a lot of people out there and what they're doing in mock drafts right now. That does it for this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, teed up at Landsberg Golf Club and obviously Bloomingdale Golfers Club and the Florida Golf Trail. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.